Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Y98, you have a cute baby? We know you do. And now is your time to
cash in on that cuteness.
Listen, this baby needs to start going to work really early.
All right, everyone, you ready? What are we doing? Baby
Send us a picture of your baby. Time to see the baby. And you could win $3,000 in gift cards from Diamonds Direct. Pretty awesome. So go to Y98.com now for instructions and to figure out how to upload that photo of your baby to win.
All right, let's talk slang. Slang terms. They just put together a list of the most unique slang term in all 50 states. Missouri. What is the Missouri one? I wrote them down. I don't like the Missouri one because I think that Hoosier should be.
Total. But that's regional. Yeah. People don't use it in Kansas City.
True.
Oh, they don't?
Mm-mm.
Kevin, yeah, it's exclusive.
Can you verify that?
So on my next trip, I'll throw it out there.
Hoosier supposedly came about in St. Louis vernacular because of the old Chrysler plant in Fenton.
Really?
Really?
The story was that I heard, and I don't know if this is true, maybe somebody can weigh in with a text or a call, but I had always heard that there used to be a Chrysler plant in Indiana that I guess they closed or they opened one in Fenton, and so a lot of those people from Indiana transferred to Fenton when they opened the Chrysler plant, and that's where the Hoosier designation came from, yeah.
Wow. That sounds, how can that be made up?
Yeah, that sounds totally legit to me.
We used
that would be a great jingle if you could understand it.
Yeah, I know. We had a boss one time from Indiana, and I called somebody a Hoosier.
And they're like, what?
And he's like, oh, I didn't realize they were from Indiana. I was like, oh, no, that's what we call... I messed up. Like I couldn't explain to him like that's what you say when someone's maybe not high quality.
Wow. What year would that have been, Lance? Any idea?
531-9898 is our text line, by the way, if you have more info on that.
I think it was 50s, late 50s, maybe.
Wow.
Something like that.
That's great.
Makes total sense.
Yeah, it does.
All right, so for Missouri, the most unique slang term they say is put out.
What? Oh, you mean like I've been put out?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that in Missouri ever.
Yeah.
Wait, use it in a sentence.
You're putting me out. I feel
like
put out
exhausted.
By what so-and-so's doing.
Right.
Angry, annoyed.
Yeah.
And in Illinois...
I feel like it should be... What's the one thing? Oh. What do people say when they want to say, like, say what?
This is all Chicago, the Illinois one.
Is it?
Do what?
Do what?
Oh, do what?
Yeah. That should be
I do not like that.
Drives me crazy.
Do what?
It's regional, though.
I don't
it's
like
totally
it.
Regional.
Instead of just what, people say do what?
Or instead of pardon.
Right.
Excuse me?
Right.
Pardon?
Well, what is fine if you're among friends, but do what?
LSD is the slang term for Illinois. Do you know what that is, Lance? The only person I think would know this is Lance.
Lakeshore Drive.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
I think Lance is going to get all these. Okay, I'm going to quiz you just based on the
I want to know what New York's is.
Oh. Well, you should have told me that beforehand.
I didn't know what we were doing.
That's no excuse.
I'll look it up for you, Jen, okay? I'm sorry, I don't have
I can look it up.
Okay. No, don't look it up because then you're going to see
I'll
it.
Oh, then I'll see all the rest of them. All right.
In Florida... No seams.
Oh, little bugs.
Yes.
Yeah. Ew, what are those?
Those are like gnats. Like the...
Ugh.
Isn't that why they have all at their pools? They always
have the mosquito
netting. Little
lanai.
Yeah, right. Little lanai. All right. In Colorado, gaper.
What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, it does. sounds really bad.
Did your mic fall off?
Yes. It's a mouth breather. No, it's not. It's a derogatory term for a bad skier. And let's see. Oh, I like this one. In Oklahoma, jeet.
Jeet.
How you spell it?
J-I-I-T.
No, J-apostrophe-E-E-T.
Jeet?
Oh, did you eat?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Jeet. Oh, my gosh.
I lived in Oklahoma for a year.
Jeet there?
I ate.
In Tennessee, meat and three.
A barbecue place.
Yeah, like something in your sides.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a place in the Grove, it's Grace Meat and Three. Mm-hmm. Now that makes more sense.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I understood what they were doing there, but I didn't realize it was a saying.
It's a meat and three.
It's brick in Massachusetts.
It's brick? It's brick?
Is that is it both of those words is or just
like,
brick?
No, like, it's brick.
It's brick.
It's brick. Brick.
Like, that's solid.
That's not it, though.
I like that, though, Jen. I'm going to start using that.
It's brick.
No. You're going to try to start.
That's a brick. Too hard. Is it like, you're trying too hard.
Was it like it's sad? Like it's
no, it's okay. It's for temperature.
Oh,
it's like cold.
It's cold. Yeah. Greeny in Wyoming.
Greeny?
Is that like a newbie?
No,
like a tree hugger?
No, it actually means somebody from Colorado, but because of their license plates, they're green.
Oh,
got it. Huh. You guys know what hot minute is. That's in Alabama.
Yeah, yeah.
Going to a bar and getting loaded is in Kansas.
That's a whole sentence.
Yeah. Oh, no, just getting loaded.
Oh, getting loaded.
Yeah. Fixing to do something is Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in Utah, what is biffing it?
Biffing it?
Mm-hmm. I do it a lot.
Utah?
Don't answer that.
Break your microphone?
I don't break it.
It's questionable.
It means you slip and fall down.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. I learned a lot. That segment was really brick.
No, it's not going to happen.
He's going to say it the rest of the show.
Lance of the Brand, how are the roads looking?
Not good. Traffic is sponsored by BP Gasoline. 55 northbound still closed because of a real...
Y98 with the Courtney and Company Morning Show in the 8 o'clock hour. We have Who on the Show. We also have your chance to win Jason Mraz tickets when he comes to town in December. Those tickets go on sale on Friday. We'll have another shot tomorrow as well. And what else am I missing? Three in a row. Picking that back up in the 9 o'clock hour. We've written more questions. They could or could not be right. We're not sure. We haven't talked about it at all. For some reason, we only talk about the lotto when it's just
ridiculous,
out of control. It's pretty big right now.
What
it's
is
like
it?
In the like one of them's 175 and one of them's like close to 200, I think. But this is a pretty cool, you know, I bought them the other day. I only notice when it, but nobody talks about it unless it's like 300,
right? Yeah. Right.
And I feel like 150 is pretty big.
It's good money.
Yeah.
Well, there's a guy in New Jersey, and this guy has his entire lotto win because of his wife's cheapness.
Oh. Why?
So he had to go back to this grocery store last month to return orange juice because he bought it for $5,
mm-hmm.
and his wife saw it on sale for $2.50 at a different store. $2.50.
Wow.
Have you ever returned anything at the grocery store? See, that's why I'll never be wealthy.
I think so.
I think I have two. I think it was a similar thing. I think it was...
You're the one that has to do that when Sarah sees an ad.
Yeah, and I think like a protein shake or something. They were on sale.
Never because it's on sale. I've returned something because it's like something that I rarely use, and then I buy it, and I realize, oh, I already have it in my cabinet, so I've taken it back. But I have a friend who spent too much on organic fruit at Whole Foods, and she brought it home, and her husband was like, oh, no, take it back.
Wow.
He made her take it
back. Can't return fruit, though, can you?
I think she did.
Yeah.
I got some expired chocolate milk one time, and I brought it back.
Oh, you did? Uh-huh. You didn't look at the date when you bought it?
I found out the hard way.
You're not one of those people that looks at the date?
I am now, but at that point, this was a long time ago. I took a sip and almost threw up.
Okay, so how did this guy end up, like, winning?
He was waiting in line to return the juice. He looked up, noticed Powerball was up to, like we said, over $300 million. He used the refund from the orange juice to buy a couple tickets. $315.3 million he won. Wow.
That buys a lot of OJ.
He's not returning orange juice anymore. Give me the premium stuff.
Baby, lay on back and relax.
Y98, it's Courtney and Company at 8:06. You know, we talk about a lot of tough things on the show, sometimes. Sometimes we're your escape from the different things that are going on in the world. But there is one thing that is going on right now that has hit the morning show really hard.
It's been a tough day for me. And I think you've seen my sloppy board work.
Really? Is that, you're attributing it to this?
I am. My head's not in the game today, and maybe it's because of something that's going on.
I'm super anxious right now. What is it? What's going on?
Going on for the last time. Born in 1964, he became more than a toy. He became the action figure. Then he was an adventurer in the 1970s. Then a real American hero in the 1980s. He fought Nazis. He fought invaders. He even fought a ruthless terrorist organization bent on taking over the world. But today, that fight ends. Because today, G.I. Joe officially says farewell. Because today in Chattanooga, it's the beginning of the last, the final G.I. Joe's Collectors Club convention. 3-day event.
G.I. Joe's not dying. Just the convention.
But that's sad.
G.I. Joe convention says farewell. The Collectors Club says farewell. G.I. Joe says,
come find me.
why?
But it's... It's, you're not there.
Have you ever been?
Have I been?
Yes.
One time. The year was 1994. I went to the first G.I. Joe Collectors Club convention in Chicago, Illinois.
And it was so great that you never went back.
No, well, there's a story behind that. I went with my mom, and I went with my brother, and I ran into my boss at the time there for a completely total different convention.
Oh, and you lied about getting out of work?
Yeah, and she was there, and I was there, and I was like, hi.
Oh,
and
no.
You know how hard it is to tell, well, first off, you know how hard it is to tell your wife, hey, I'm a G.I. Joe collector. In fact, at one time, and we've made no bones about it, I was number 6 in the world.
Wow.
I had
Well, when your groomsmen were all G.I. Joe action figures, I think she figured out.
She kind of knew. But, you know, I mean...
But you finished your basement by selling off G.I. Joe's.
But the Collectors Convention, the Collectors Club, what they did was... G.I. Joe went away a couple of years ago. Hasbro, the company that makes it, kind of put it off on the store shelves. They said, you know what, it's not selling, it's not the right time. So then they sent extra figures to the Collectors Club. So it was still around. Oh, he was still there. He was still available.
Why is it going away?
Because
the demand
is gone.
They'll take a couple years off and then someone will start it back up.
I don't think so. I'd love to believe that.
No, because there's another G.I. Joe spinoff movie coming out. When that hits, everything will spark back up. Everything's going to be fine.
You say that now.
Mark my word. We'll remember this day. It's not over.
I'm going to miss you, Joe.
Well, I think we've covered all the Y98 news that needs to be covered with this segment right here.
Will you allow me to play
his
theme one last time?
Yo, Joe!
Yes! All right.
Did that pump you up?
It makes me feel good. But the good news is my wife is extremely ecstatic and very happy. It means there's no more G.I. Joe buying. There's no more G.I. Joe worrying. It's gone. But not forgotten.
How awful is it that your saddest day is Sarah's happiest? I feel like that explains the relationship right there.
Yeah, yeah. Happy anniversary on Saturday, huh?
How many years?
17.
Wow.
Sarah, just buy, I think for 17, the gift is a box of Kleenex.
She's been married to Kevin for 17 years.
17?
And she's the real American hero.
The news is brought to you by SSM Health's urgent care and ER locations. The care you need with...
The Y98 studio, Afton, our digital content manager.
Good morning.
Here for Entercom.
I am, yes.
And
you're my favorite DCM in the building.
Oh, thank you. That means so much. Mm-hmm.
So Afton has polled our fellow employees, and we get to find out what they think of us with who on the show is most likely to ...
Right.
Let's just go for it. Just okay. Hit us with the first one.
Okay, so we had the question about who would be a shoplifter. Remember that
was
one?
Me.
Yeah, it's always you.
So now the question is, who on the show would run after a shoplifter, like try to chase him down and stop him?
Well, we know it's not Kevin.
Hey, that's not...
You remember that story from back in the day.
I may not run after the shoplifter, but I will get help.
Alert the manager.
Run after that shoplifter. That's Kevin.
Finish my shopping.
All right, I don't even have a guess on this.
Well, I mean, it was you and Jen.
Oh, wow. See, I shoplift and turn myself in.
You shoplift, but no one else should.
Well, because that's your defense in court. How could she be a shoplifter? Look at all of these shoplifters she apprehended.
Yeah. Right. Well, you guys each got 3, and Tim and Kevin each got 2. Lance, sorry.
0.
Wow.
He's not chasing down any shoplifters.
Yeah.
He's not disagreeing either.
No response.
Yeah. Which way did the checkout out?
Who on the show is most likely to appear on a game show?
Ooh.
Tim.
Yeah, I would say Tim.
I think that could be any of us. We're all very competitive.
I know.
Yeah, why me?
Because you
were on that reality show as a judge. Dude,
back in the day, I really wanted to be on MTV's Remote Control because I leaned up on that show.
Where did they get those terrible contestants?
I would have been awesome.
They always lost at the video wall.
Right. And my wife, by the way, was on a game show, DB's Delight.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I hosted a game show on MySpace for a little bit.
What was it called?
Wow. Say that sentence again.
I hosted a game show on MySpace for a little bit.
That aged you a little bit.
What? MySpace was the hottest thing on the planet until just a few years ago.
No, it ages you when you weren't a part of it. I think.
See, Afton knows she's the digital content manager.
I actually was never on MySpace, though.
Really?
She was
too young to be.
Wait, seriously?
All right, maybe that is old. All right.
Okay, what?
It's in the middle. So our coworkers thought Kevin got the most.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeopardy, I'm sure.
Jen had 4. Courtney 1 for remote control.
Yes, I'm telling you. Bring it back.
Great show.
Great show. All pop culture, useless information.
Right.
My favorite kind.
Yeah, I agree. Who on the show would most likely take credit for someone else's work? I know we talked about taking credit for a joke, which was a big deal.
Man, this one's going to hurt, too.
Yeah. It is. Mean. I know. It's really bad.
It's mean.
No, because on a personal note, I actually dropped a class in college because I was so worried about plagiarism that the English professor made such a big deal about plagiarizing that I was like, okay. Because sometimes you write and you think that it's yours.
Kevin used to have nightmares about plagiarism.
I was worried about borrowing work, so I got out. Plus,
spiders are people's fears. Plagiarism, Kevin.
That's right.
Biggest fear.
Do it.
How do I stop myself from copying this?
Okay, just tear off the band-aid.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Kevin, you maybe should have told our coworkers that story.
Yeah. That is so not He does so much that he doesn't get credit for.
It's probably just the intern thing.
I don't like it. Maybe. I'm upset.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
You got the other three, Courtney.
I'm okay. I don't care.
You're just here to defend Kevin. Sorry.
Yeah, right. I still have not gotten a single vote.
You haven't.
Wow.
This is your week.
Any of these.
Do people know Lance is on the show?
They do. He's in the instructions.
Who reads instructions?
Right. The people here. Who on the show is most likely to shop online during the show?
Oh, well, I've done it.
I'm going to throw myself under the bus on that one. It. Everybody's done it?
I've done it.
Yeah. I don't think I have. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've probably looked at something.
I bought Kevin's shoes while we were working.
That's, that's work-related, though.
It's always gifts for people.
Right, right. Jen got the most with 8.
Mm-hmm. 8?
Yeah.
Wow.
8.
Yeah.
Courtney, you got 2.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
When you're checking your work your other email, and there's a sale going on, you need to jump on that during a commercial break.
You'd be losing money not to.
Right. That's when I buy stuff on sale, Ryan's like, why didn't you buy 3 of them? I'm like, right. Oh, you're joking.
All right, one more.
We're at 40 votes cast this week. I have 0.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who is most likely to not get any votes on the show?
I got 0.
Ruins the whole thing.
Who on the show was the most spoiled as a child?
Courtney.
I was pretty spoiled. I think Tim was really spoiled.
I'd say Courtney or Tim.
But I know I was. My nickname was the brat. I don't know.
I'm going to get a lot of votes for this.
You had 4, Tim. You had the most. Jen, you had 3. And Kevin, 2. Courtney, 1. None for Lance.
No! That is not spoiled at all. Yeah, first children tend to get spoiled. Because they're around before everybody else.
Too. Yeah, my sister, baby. I think. Well, she'll get mad. She's probably listening, but she's the baby. Yeah, I feel like she was more spoiled than me.
Yeah, baby's more.
I do okay.
Still, he's still keeping track.
Thank you, Afton.
Who on the show now? Who on the show now?
You're listening to Courtney and Company.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, though. I'm sorry that I let you down.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
It sure is. Kara was nice enough to drop off some donuts for us today. And a gluten-free cookie. Holy cow.
Lance, they're warm Krispy Kremes in here.
Ooh. Hurry up with the Schmig.
Yeah, right. I know. Well, feel free to just come in.
I'll be a Schmig barger.
Yeah, right. Okay. Let's regroup here. Online at Y98.com. As we're eating our donuts and gluten-free cookies, check out Linda Hamilton for the new Terminator movie. She's in her 60s. She's ripped.
There's another new one.
I know. I thought the same thing when I saw it.
I like her coming back to the fold, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
I think the second one was so good.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Has she been in any of the more recent ones? I don't think so.
What always bothered me about the first one, Terminator, is that she just did it with that guy. And they'd known each other for like 4 hours.
When you know, you know.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm glad they did do it. They saved the world. Exactly. John Connor saved the world.
But doesn't that sound like a line? I'm from the future. And
yeah, but it doesn't work.
Also getting in shape, boxer Chris Van Heerden, apparently a big fan of Charlize Theron. So they set up a boxing session with the two of them for his birthday.
Because the owner is Peter Berg, and he has connections.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And Mark Wahlberg showed up, too.
Yeah, like he had no idea. And he's surprised by 2 huge Hollywood stars.
Wow.
Also online, if you love Felicity with Carrie Russell and St. Louis's own Scott Foley, the cast reunited 20 years after the show premiered for a panel discussion. You can see that on our website. Ted Danson is on the show The Good Place with Kristen Bell. I love it. It's very funny. They can't curse in The Good Place, so they say a lot of other things. And Kristen Bell,
she cusses a lot, but not cusses.
Right, right. It's funny. I feel like, well,
I let my kids watch it, and then I realized that was a bad idea. Because then they just, it still sounds like they're cursing. But for an episode of The Good Place, they have Ted Danson back behind the bar slinging up drinks.
Oh, like Sam Malone.
Yeah. I mean, he was on 11 seasons of Cheers, and people were like, oh my gosh, it must have felt like getting back home. He said, no, absolutely not. He hated being behind the bar. It took him a year on Cheers not to be embarrassed or shy. So then he finally got into like being this arrogant, overly confident character and having to step behind the bar again. He said he was very uncomfortable.
Really?
But is he, sounds like he's a bad actor.
That's the takeaway.
Right. I mean, that's, he's like, oh no, I was really uncomfortable doing that. Trying to, ah.
Someone with a lot of confidence, Pete Davidson, he was on The Tonight Show last night and he was talking about dating Ariana Grande. Here's what he had to say.
It's so funny walking down the street because like dudes are walking by and they're like, yo man, you like gave me hope.
The trailer, the first trailer for Creed 2 is up at Y98.com, as is the preview for the new season of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. And Jerry Seinfeld has a ton
of stars
on this new season. Mm-hmm. I mean, big, big names. Paul McCartney, we talked about how he performed at a wedding over the weekend. He released two new songs yesterday and said his new album, Egypt Station, is coming out in September.
Egypt Station?
Isn't that a good name?
Come on, Paul.
You should just call it Bathroom Break, because that's what everyone's going to do when you play those new songs on tour.
You want to hear one of them?
Here's the thing. Oh, yeah. Started up, friend.
I like it. I'd buy a whole album of that.
It sounds like a return to the Beatles.
Sounds terrible.
Strong.
And Tim McGraw and Faith Hill talking to People Magazine about 21 years of marriage and how they do it. They still just
do it.
Stop it. They connect on a spiritual level. They have a quick, quiet moment praying together before they hit the stage every night.
That's great.
It. That's it. Just do that. Say a prayer before you hit the stage, and you're going to be in great shape. And also, I know I'm like, there's tons and tons of stuff online today, but Steve Carell is in this new movie called Welcome to Marwin, and if he does not win an Oscar for this film, I would be surprised. He's definitely going to be nominated, at least. It's the director of Forrest Gump is behind it. It's based on a real-life story. It's really difficult to explain, so you'll have to go online and watch the trailer for yourself. Twitter. People on Twitter decided to rework the titles of classic rock songs because they have lots of time on their hands. The 20 best ones.
Why'd they rework them?
They used the hashtag millennial classic rock. So they changed the titles of these classic rock
songs for younger generation
to rip on millennials. Like, Smoke on the Water is now No Smoking on the Water.
What about vape?
Seriously? What a waste of time.
Yes.
We Are the Champions is now We Aren't the Champions, but we still deserve a trophy.
Oh, that's rude. We've all been that generation.
Yeah. Right.
Come on.
Catchy.
And but luckily, we didn't have social media ripping us apart.
Right. I know. That's Entertainment Schmig. We'll do celebrity birthdays in about 5 minutes. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
All right, and it's sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Well,
so hands.
Congratulates Jennifer Gross from Centralia. She's going to see Jason Mraz when he is here. Y98 presents him at the Peabody Opera House December 9th. Tickets on sale tomorrow, but we'll have another pair giveaway tomorrow morning on the show. Jennifer Gross, no relation to Michael Gross from Family Ties, who is 71 today.
Oh, and he has the same birthday as Meredith Baxter Burney. And they're the same age.
They are. They're both 71. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. That is crazy.
They played the parents on Family Ties.
Sha-la-la-la.
Sha-la-la-la. What a great show that was.
Yeah. All right. Other celebrity birthdays today include Chris Pratt. Just had his best week ever.
I looked over earlier and I saw it. I'm DQ'd.
Okay.
34.
I think a little older, 36.
37.
39.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Well, I think he was a little older when he played Andy Dwyer on Parks and Rec.
But he was on Everwood and played a teen.
Everwood. Yeah.
What's Everwood?
That's right. Opposite, what's her face from Revenge and The Resident? She's kind of annoying.
Was Everwood the one with Treat Williams?
Yes.
And was Lori Loughlin in it, too?
I don't know about her.
I think so. Hang on. Let me look.
Everwood. Now you're going to get sucked down the dark internet hole of Everwood. Have fun with that.
I knew a guy who played, I think, the sheriff on that show.
Wow, Braggart.
Yeah, name drop right there.
Name drop.
I don't think I remember his name, though.
Okay.
How old is Friday singer Rebecca Black?
Ooh.
22. Friday.
She's 26.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 25.
I said 22. I got to stay with that.
I'm thinking 27.
She's 21.
Ah,
oh, wow. Good job.
Cool. So she was really young back then.
She was 15. Like,
she was very, very young.
Would you like to know more about the Everwood cast?
No. Nope. Yes. But I want to...
Emily Van Camp.
Yeah, that's her name.
How old's Prince William? Mr. Kate Middleton.
35.
38.
39.
37.
I'm going to change it.
No.
He's 36. I wouldn't change it. You were closest.
Wait, okay. What did you guess, Tim?
35.
Well, I guess 38.
I said 37.
Yeah.
Tim and Lance were closest.
Lance was the closest. Right?
Hey, I didn't get any votes.
I was 35.
Tim said 35. He was 36 and Lance said 37. Right. Math.
It's not my strong suit.
That's why we're in radio.
And
how... she shoplifts.
This is... It's a tough one because she's been around for a while. How old is Juliette Lewis?
Oh.
Yeah, because she was young when she hit the scene. Cape
she
Fear.
She had braces.
Yeah.
48.
I'm going to say 45.
I'll go 44.
46.
45.
Yes.
You got it.
Yeah.
That's Schmig Celebrity Birthdays, and more music coming up in just a minute from Zedd and Ed Sheeran and Halsey now. Got a boy back home in me. Come alive, whatever you want, whatever you need, whatever you do, oh, whatever you want, whatever you need, whatever you do.
All right, so here's the deal. If we do not get a winner here...
We've played four times already. This is fifth time's the charm.
Maybe we should try one in a row. You
I don't think we can change the rules, sadly. But if we don't get a winner here, we got to suspend play until tomorrow.
Wow. Okay.
All right, so first up is Amy from Belleville.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Okay.
How did you do the last round of questions? Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard a few of them, and I got most of them.
Okay. All right,
we'll
all
see
right.
How you do.
But now you just jinxed me.
No, we didn't. Asking. We didn't. Okay. Amy, what MTV show did Ashton Kutcher host through the 2000s?
She said it. Say it again.
Punked. You got it. Okay, Amy. That's good. Which actor played the Joker in The Dark Knight?
Oh, Heath Ledger.
Yes.
One more, Amy. Do it for your favorite morning show. Hopefully that's us.
Wow.
Come on, Jen.
I know.
You got this.
You think it's an easy one, and then you're like, what if it's not easy enough?
What U.S. state... What U.S. state has the nickname Land of 10,000 Lakes?
Land of 10,000 Lakes?
Yes.
I don't know. I flunked geography class.
Sorry, that's wrong.
Beep, beep.
It's Minnesota.
It was Minnesota. Sorry, Amy. We got to let you go. Okay.
Oh. Julie from Festus is next in.
Hi, Julie.
She said hi.
Hi. Julie, who sang the song Skater Boy?
I don't know any songs. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Avril Lavigne.
Yeah. Avril Lavigne is the right answer. Thank you, Tim.
Cheryl from St. Chuck.
Cheryl!
Hi.
What is Eminem's real name?
Marshall Mathers.
Yeah!
It is, Cheryl. It is.
Okay, Cheryl. Feeling good. Who are we supposed to vote for in Napoleon Dynamite?
Pedro.
Yeah! The confidence.
Oh, my God!
This is going to be great.
The United States state of Georgia is famous for what fruit?
Peaches.
Yeah! I can't believe it.
Oh, you broke the slump.
Oh, wow.
I feel like you need to get extra prizes because...
Oh, my gosh.
It was a difficult task to get a winner for three in a row, you go, but you did it. And you have a pair of tickets for next Tuesday's Cards Indians game.
Wait, no, Wednesday.
What?
She gets tickets for Wednesday's game, which she does get a bonus prize if she's one of the first, I think it's 20,000 fans to get there. She gets the June t-shirt, which Tim wants. It's the Heat is On with Fredberg.
The Heat is On.
Throwback t-shirt, Cheryl. Congratulations. Hold on. I'll get all your info.
Cheryl.
All right, thank you.
God bless Cheryl. God bless us, everyone. I'm so glad that's over. Okay, we'll play three in a row, maybe never ever again.
The music you hear on Y98 is delivered to you by Schnucks, partnering with Folds of Honor to send the children of fallen military.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.